On the way, Justin Bieber really opens up about his struggles, including hard drugs. Plus, he has two famous Canadians who are now part of his family. You know who they are, and I'll tell you who they are coming up in just a second. First, Kevin Hart had surgery yesterday after somehow walking away from a horrific car accident early on Sunday morning. So he did sustain what they're calling a major back injury from the accident. I saw the pictures of this car crash, and it was horrendous. Mm-hmm. Like, completely crushed. I think it was a miracle that he was able to walk away at all, honestly. But apparently the back surgery went well and he'll be in the hospital for a few days to recover. The man who was driving the car, his name's Jared Black, he was pinned in the crushed vehicle and was also seriously injured, but he's recovering in hospital. And then there was a woman in the back seat. She's a celebrity trainer. Her name's Rebecca Brocksterman. She was pinned in the back of the car, but they were actually able to pull her away without any major injuries.
Wow. Crazy.
I know. Unbelievable, but good to know that he's going to recover and be okay.
Yeah.
And no alcohol involved in the crash, too. It was totally sober crash. And now Kevin Hart has some good new material.
Yeah. Justin Bieber spent his Labor Day showing his vulnerability with a long essay he shared about his personal life. He wrote like over 1,000 words. It must have taken him a while. Whoa. He shared his struggles growing up with two very young parents, trying to cope with all of the sudden attention from millions of fans. He also wrote about feeling unfulfilled in life, despite having all the money, the clothes, the cars, and achievements that anybody could ask for. And he even opened up about getting involved with very heavy drugs at the age of 19.
This guy's already lived like 5 lives.
Yeah, you know? He has.
There and back.
I was surprised he just divulged all of this on his Instagram, because you'd think he'd want to make some money off of it in a memoir or something, but...
Well, he couldn't do it on Twitter because they cap off how many words you can write.
True, true. Justin said basically when he was 18, you know, everyone around him did everything for him and he really didn't learn the fundamentals of responsibility. And then in the midst of all these lows, the depression, the drug use, he'd then go on stage and have these huge highs, and it was just too much for him to manage. As for right now, Justin Bieber said he is navigating the best season of his life, which is marriage. His second wedding to Hailey Bieber will apparently be very religious, and it's going to be happening soon in South Carolina. And you posted his essay on our Instagram?
Yeah, you can check it out. Okay. I don't know if it's enough time because it's on our stories for you to read the whole thing. You can click back a couple times and finish it up.
Put your finger, hold your finger down so you can read it. It's a Beat92.5 on Instagram. By the way, Justin also shared his family tree on Instagram this weekend. He was a busy guy, from ancestry.com, and he was elated. I'm telling you, he said it was the best day of his life. He was elated to find out that Avril Lavigne and Ryan Gosling are distant cousins.
Come on.
Really? Yeah. He said it was the best day of his life.
I mean, they're all from small town Ontario,
they're
right?
They're all from Ontario, exactly. And he said it's ancestry.com, so it's got to be true.
Oh,
it's got to be real.
100%.
Totally factual.
Avril Lavigne did react to the news. She invited Justin to Christmas dinner, which is very nice of her.
That's nice.
Wow. They already won the gene pool.
I want a bit of that inheritance, to be honest.
Okay. That's the first thing you think of.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are family.
He's not... I don't think he's passing down his millions to Avril Lavigne. Okay.